I love getting revenge.
I began backing away. Revenge? But you're chained up. Don't forget that.
Watch this.
He took one step backward and lunged against the chain. It snapped. I stared at the two ends of the chain. I swallowed hard. All at once, my mouth seemed, very dry. Gack! Bruiser was loose, and I was standing in the back of his pickup. Bruiser, let me speak frankly. I feel that I've been tricked and used. A jagged laugh erupted from his throat.
Oh, yeah? Well, you ain't been used like you're fixin' to be used, 'cause I'm fixin' to use you for a mop.
A mop? Now wait! I began creeping backwards. He crept towards me. I thought you wanted a friend.
Yeah, I lied. What would a guy like me do with a friend, huh? I'd just beat him up. That's me, pal. Rotten to the core.
But I thought, wait, stop. I have one more thing to say. It's very important. He gave me a smirk.
Yeah, what?
I turned my gaze to the sky and heaved a heavy sigh. Bruiser, goodbye. He had given me just enough time to get the heck out of there. I hit full turbos, went flying off the bed of the pickup, and set a speed course for the inside of Jim's tire shop. Here he comes, Drover, get him! Drover did nothing, of course. As I roared past Slim's pickup, I saw the little mutt quivering underneath, with his paws over his eyes. It was a short glimpse, because I was hauling the mail for safer ground. See, I had realized that this was no normal dog. He had a loose screw somewhere in his head, and he seemed pretty determined to, well, tear me to shreds. I, on the other hand, was just as determined not to be torn to shreds, and I had some hope that the guys inside might come to my rescue. I mean, Slim was a great pal of mine, and Miguel, remember Miguel? We were the best of buds, had shared many laughs and good times, and don't forget that I had burped for him only minutes before. I went flying into the shop with Bruiser right on my tail, snarling and slashing the air with his bear-trap jaws.